turundusuudised .
This week the trend we are talking about comes from Mintel. And Mintel's research, and it's connected to Easter, of course, and yeah. Mintel's research shows that that just under a third of UK customers buy Easter eggs for children, whether they're their own or their relatives. And this is highest among consumers who are likely to be parents or grandparents. But the interesting part is that children are not the main recipients of Easter eggs, because nearly two-fifths of Brits, in that case, gift Easter eggs to adults. And mostly the consumers in the age from 55 to 64 are most likely to do it. And this age range is told that it's probably the group of people who are parents of adult children. And they are looking for the nostalgic way to share the holiday, reminding both parents and children of the younger years and really the established holiday traditions. So what do you think about this idea or this trend in general? There are also, Mintel have given a couple of examples about different type of eggs that are generated for the more adult group. But what do you think about the trend, and what do you think how this trend should be used in marketing?
Well, that was really interesting when I read about this. But, I think that in order to engage the adult recipients, maybe they could kind of use also nostalgic products. Because if people are reminding about what it was when they were younger, maybe the Easter eggs and the things that are inside should be nostalgic from the times they were younger. But also, maybe the Easter eggs could be more adult-friendly, use more than I read about this, that they have like Easter eggs flavored with Guinness beer and whiskey filled Easter egg, and this all contains kind of booze, but you have other products you could use, kind of, if you think about there are always surprise inside of Easter egg, maybe you could have more adult friendly Easter egg surprises as well, so like really kind of for people who are getting married, maybe you could have a real rings inside, kind of diamond ring Easter eggs and things like that, so you could differentiate the product more than they have done now. But of course, in the marketing, you can also market via channels that adults use more, like you can target market also for adults with different texts and different contents than you would do in the young and the child's.
Absolutely. I think it was very, very kind of interesting thoughts you brought up to the discussion. For me, it was also very interesting. And in Estonia, you know, we don't so much have a tradition of Easter eggs or giving Easter eggs to someone or connected to chocolate. It's not a big tradition here in Estonia somehow, so it's difficult to resonate. But I think that it's important news or important trends for Estonian companies, especially from that point of view, as we are the least religious country in the world.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
So we are not very much connected to religious holidays. Of course, there are some holidays, but it's less than in the other countries. But I think that for Estonian exporting companies, it's very important to really understand the traditions of Easter and understand the meaning of Easter or any other religious holidays, and to really think that how their products could be connected to these maybe niche needs or picky markets, but still to understand how to use, how to learn and how to use this knowledge in the marketing. I think that we have a lot to learn from the other companies in different countries.